Matters Broadcast. Welcome back, folks, to the Dawn and Wynn Show. It's going to be an exciting day here today. We have Winfrey with me, of course, my co-host. You know, I've been thinking about you so much today, Wynn. It's amazing.
You have?
Yeah, I really have.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, I've actually been thinking about you all the time. Nicely.
How was our intro today, Doug?
Well, I didn't do anything funny. I was actually, you know, the first time I did it, we did an odd intro. I was going to do a spoof on all the radio programs on the network. In other words, take their intro and then mix it up a bit and make it as weird as it can be and then use it as an intro for our show every week. So I did that on one archive. It was for Advanced Living. I thought it was just great. So I stuck it in as our intro. I don't know which one it was. I forget. But it was maybe a month ago, a little more.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I really wanted to do. And then even the hosts, maybe get them having fun. Almost like the Fawlty Towers thing. Do you remember Fawlty Towers?
Mm-hmm.
The show that... Oh, come on. You're kidding. Okay. My father will remember because he's probably laughing right now. But Fawlty Towers was a show with an English fella, and this fella started his show always with a sign in front of the hotel, which he managed. But every week the show would air, it would be a different name on the sign, always with some form of a synonym.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Haunty Towers, Fawlty Towers, Something Towers, this,
so
that, or the other.
The Fawlty Towers was not about 911.
No. But good question. Very good question.
Yeah, sounds like it's about 911.
That would be a good one. Maybe people need a little more comedy, because a lot of comedy is going with 911 right now, as we can see on the public stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this is the first Dawn and Wynn show, for those of you that are tuning in tonight, since our...
reunion.
You know, Fire the Grid special edition show, which happened on Tuesday morning at 4 a.m., 4 a.m. Pacific time. And we had a pretty big audience, didn't we? Probably a bigger audience than we have now.
We actually had a really good audience. I'm just adjusting your audio levels now that I actually know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So bear with me here. Okay. You know, we had a maximum crowd actually on the line. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. I don't know if that happened for other networks, but yeah, we were really happy with the results. And I got to say, not really surprisingly. My opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are waking up. I think they're ready for the truth.
Now was your brother up?
My twin brother. Yeah. Good question. Let's ask.
You
call in if you're out there, and you know.
He's been sending us some nasty emails lately.
Oh, I just sent you some emails that he sent me. Those were personal, but I told him I sent them to you.
Okay. I'm kidding when I say that.
No, let's tell the audience. They know everything anyways. I deleted two shows, folks. You can get them by request, but I was drunk off my butt making an ass of myself. There was really the show that I did it, and then the show I apologized for doing it in. No, serious. If you don't believe me.
No, I think you should have the show that you apologized in. That's part of penance.
Oh, man, how do you... You know, that's almost like... my hypocritical nature coming right out for everybody to see and say, yep, hypocrite.
I mean, you know, now
I'm not. I'm really not a hypocrite. In no way am I. I actually am the guy who walks his talk. I love being who I am. I wake up in the mirror, I look at myself, I say, you know, I love this day. I don't say I, you know, I don't go and adorize myself. I really say I love this day, and I say, let's make this. I almost treat myself as a we, strangely enough. That's weird. I've never said
you know
that
what?
Before.
There's Terry on the other line. Let me tell Terry that you're going to call her, okay?
Okay.
Hang on.
Folks, just you bear with us for a moment. I'm going to try Terry. Used to be formerly known as WFC, well, excuse me, sorry, Girlfriend X.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, that was Terry. She said she was in a dead zone.
Oh. Ooh, dead zone. Do you remember the movie? Dead Zone.
Yeah.
See, what a... There you go.
Tell Michelle she can call her now.
Okay, well, I'll call her. I mean, I'm right around the station.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I don't have two hands. Bear with me. Let's give it a try. I'm actually supposed to know this equipment better than anybody else, but that's no longer true, I think. Seth is... Yeah.
Yes.
Bear with me.
Pardon me? Oh, grab it from the hard drive there. Here. Stick that in there. Pull it off.
Draw it on. Stay with me, please.
All right.
Medical emergency. Sorry, folks. We have a hard drive failing. Hard drive failure. We're going to pump it right now. See if we can give it some juice. It might go spasmatic. Yes. Definitely. Pull it. You know. Take your losses. Okay, well, just go up right there. Top one there. Double click. Yep, double click. Go in there. There's the new one. The other one would be in C temp. All right. We're going to bring Terry on. Terry, are you with us?
Folks, you notice how professional we are in the middle of the show. John just drops everything.
You know why? You know why? Because the host to me are more important than anything else. And this is a service business.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, it's not a product business. It's service. And if you're not willing to give it everything, and that should be emphasized, then, hey, you're just maybe someone who ought to take a look at that.
You know, Don.
Bear with me. I'm going to be back in about 30 seconds. Will you introduce Terry, please?
Are you there, Terry?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah,
hello.
Well, you know, Terry was supposed to be with us at the beginning of the show, but she was in a dead zone, so we couldn't call her. Those of you that were listening, and maybe some of you that are listening tonight were on the special edition a few days ago, will know that Terry did a amazing channeling that night, and of course, Terry is one of the people that has been doing some extraordinary work with me in terms of bringing through information from the other side, from a soul group that identifies itself as the Council of Elohim. Are you back, Don? No. Okay. So, Terry, would you like to say hello to our audience?
Hello, everybody out there in Internet Radio Land.
I thought you were supposed to be shy. What's going on with you?
I'm moving into my outgoing phase.
You are?
Yes.
Okay. Outgoing and going out.
Yes, and I keep forgetting to say hello to Hildy.
Hildy?
Hildy.
I wonder if Hildy got up before I am the other night. You think she was up? She'll probably call and tell us.
Okay, I'm back. Thank you for tuning in to the Don and Wynn Show.
We're doing a good job without you. Just be quiet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you can be back. It's okay.
Hi, Terry. It's a pleasure to be speaking with you again.
Hi, Don.
You know, Terry, we've never met, have we?
No, we haven't.
I bet you we'd give the best of hugs to each other. I really do.
I bet so. That would be wonderful.
I think it needs to be experienced. I'd love to give you a hug.
Terry, Don is a very short guy. I mean, he would tower over.
In fact, extraordinarily short, which means something in the large world.
How tall are you, Don?
5'5". Well, and a half.
5'5" and a half.
Yeah, I give myself that extra half inch because it's true and because I'm short.
How tall are you, Terry?
5'7¼".
Oh, that's what I thought. She's going to tower over you, Don.
Excellent. You know, I usually say when I meet a woman of your stature, I usually realize that you're a little bigger than I'm used to, but then again, most of the women say the same thing about me.
Now, how tall is your wife?
She's 5'4", 3½".
Well, at least she's short.
Yeah.
She's short then, huh?
She's a short lady, yes.
Yeah.
Princess.
And how about your kids?
My kids, if they take after my family, only my folks are short because most people in my family are tall. And all people in her family are extremely tall. So I would have to say the kids are going to be much taller than I am. I think being twins and my brother being 15 minutes, he's 15 minutes older, 15 minutes premature, actually. That has its consequences. Ask him.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Doug is going to complain that we're doing an inane show again, talking about how tall everybody is, right?
But well, Doug, you're a tall guy. I mean, you're tall, right? I mean, it's a six. I would say from when we met, I would imagine you're six, over 6'2".
About 6'2".
Okay, well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
You're a tall man compared to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, but you're noisier than me. That makes up for it.
You know, you've probably got a point there, my friend.
So, I wonder, can we get incoming calls with Terry on the line or not?
No, but we could put her on the line with us, come off the air, and then take calls. Why don't we do that?
Because then we can have people call.
Then we can have people call in.
Yeah. Do you want to do it?
Absolutely. Audience, I'm sure they want to do it, but they can't phone in to vote. All right. Well, Terry, goodbye. We'll phone you in a moment.
Okay, very good.
All right. Folks, stay with us. We're going to play my favorite, it used to be. We have so many wonderful artists sending us in promotional material and great people doing thanks to the network and so on in our promos that we run. It's just fabulous. But here's an oldie and a fabby. And that is coming at you. We'll be right back. Thank you.
schau mich an, spür meine Tränen. Schau mich an, zerbrochen und leer. Komm, schau her. Kann mich nicht schämen, dass ich dich noch stets begehr. Schau mich an.
Folks, we do apologize for the delay. Son of a gun. You know, when you get our energies together, I guess when you try to get a person like Terry on the air, I don't know, sometimes it can be interesting. All right, Terry, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. That gave me a chance to get some power to my cell phone, so I should be able to keep the signal.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Terry?
Yes?
The last time you were on, you were just on with Don by himself, right?
No, I think that was...
she'd remember that.
Before. That was the time before, but the last time I was on...
You see what I mean?
You and I were both on, and...
With Don? No, Don and his brother were on.
Well, if you're on with me, you're really on. You'll know you're on.
Oh, it was with Doug?
Yeah.
Oh.
Doug's usually on.
Now, you think Don was drunk that night?
Well... If we were on with Don, how would I tell?
You mean you wouldn't know?
You can smell the alcohol over the phone.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, you could if you were using cans and a string. Trust me, wouldn't matter how long the string is. But now again, the phone, maybe.
Well, you know, you have clairaudience and claircognition. There's nothing like clair smelling.
Clair anything. Clair smell.
It's like the sign I saw today with the guy. It says, "You are here," and it was a picture of a guy at Magic Mountain. It just about transported me there.
Well, you know, one of the things about the fourth dimension, we have this in channeling. Are we on the air?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that as you start to evolve yourself into this higher dimensional Earth, it's like...
Now, wait a minute, back. Evolve yourself.
Well...
I like that. No, it's exactly what it is. Evolutionary spike. I agree. Okay. Just keep...
So, thank you. As you start to do this, one of the indicators is that when you start to think of something, you actually go there. And your energy body goes there. And so you're not just thinking about something in your mind or, you know, in your thoughts or in your intelligence, but you're thinking about them, and that sends your energy body to the location of the energy of what you're thinking about. And that's like becomes part of a daily experience. You just think of something. You know, actually, the James...
That's why I want to get into the adult business.
You know, the James Taylor song was actually, I don't know if you remember, you just, okay, it was Carole King's song.
Call
you
up my
call name.
Name,
and you know wherever I am,
I'll be there.
Winter, spring, yeah. Summer, fall, all you have to do is call, and I'll be there. I will.
Yes,
that's exactly what we're talking about.
We do parties.
I remember when I heard that song, when it first came out, I said, you know, it just resonated with me. But, you know, they were talking about the real experience of moving your energy body into somebody's space.
You know how we always tell the audience kind of more or less what we experience?
We do?
Don't we? Don't you?
I think... I do what I do, and you do what you do, so I have to make sure I do that. I just think we just... What do we do?
I don't know what we do. We just talk. We do, don't we?
Yeah.
We do. Well, I had an incredible... After Fire the Grid event, mm-hmm. I must say, I've had some emails by people who... Pardon me. Are... Well, you know, I wondered... I wondered if they'd get it this go-around. And they're getting it. Mm-hmm. People I thought were really, I just had a doubt about. And believe me, that's giving a lot of credibility here. They're getting it. And they, after that event, some of these people that I thought would never get it, how wrong I was, got it. Mm-hmm. How do I know? They sent emails. I was stunned. And
yeah,
there's like three emails that really, really got me crying.
Well, let's hear them.
No, I won't do that.
Is it private?
I don't know.
I see.
I'd have to, you know, I'd have to at least call them before I do that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, are these people that are your family, or are these people?
Oh, that, no, these people, in fact, absolutely not. One's from another country, and a couple of them are, I think they, no, actually two are from, three countries are, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many countries actually that tune into us and various programming we have and carry our programming or carry it as their programming. You won't see a lot of links to us, but you'll find that a lot of people carry the programming we have. Why? Because we make it free to them. Any station can pick us up for free. It takes them an instant and they're streaming our programming. So, yeah, we're heard in various countries. So, quite a number of them. So I often have a hard time. But there's actually three people. Yeah, they were all from three different countries.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, the letters were, I got to tell you, you run into these all, these kind of things once in a while. And it really tears you up.
What countries were they from?
Well, one was from Australia. One was from Canada. One from the United States, actually. Yeah. Well, the East Coast.
Yeah, I ask.
I don't know. Is that part of the United States? I don't know. I mean, it makes me wonder. All right, sorry. I love the East Coast, folks. I love you people.
And we had some of your hosts calling in too, of your shows.
Yeah, we have. Yeah,
that was very.
We would have got calls all day long, actually, if we would have allowed it.
Well, if anyone's listening tonight, it was on that 4 a.m. call, and wanted to make a comment. Feel free to call. What's the phone number now?
Boy, you always ask me that, and I always have to look. I'm as forgetful as everyone else because it changes every now and again. So it's on the index page, folks. bbsradio.com. It should all work. If it doesn't, send us an email and someone will fix it. Right?
You don't know the call-in number, do you?
877-876-5227 is the U.S. That I remember.
Okay.
530-876-3222, that would be the direct line. The Canadian number we recently changed again, which it now works, but it's 888-something.
Okay, so if anyone wants to call, this is a good chance. Terry's on the line with us. You never know who's going to start speaking when you're talking to Terry.
Can I ask Terry a question?
Well, ask Terry if you can ask Terry a question.
Terry, ask
yes.
me. Thanks, man.
I'm not her keeper.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I keep thinking the girlfriend X, you know. Go through wind to get to God, but I realize that's no longer necessary. I don't have to go through you to get to God anymore. Sorry.
Well, no one has to go through you to get to God.
I'm joking.
I'm just a good master I'm a good master of ceremonies.
I haven't had a good laugh like that in days. Thank you. It must be the energy, because I'm feeling great. Folks, I love everything. But I always have. It's just, you go to various levels of love. Or appreciation, not gratification. But levels of that, too. Yeah.
Are you doing Freudian slip, Stan?
Oh, no, I'm doing the 10-knuckle chuckle. Better than most. That's the first time I'll ever brag.
Now, what's that noise in the background?
Just you listening to what else I was about to say.
Well, say it. Come on. Ladies and gentlemen, if Don sounds like a hyena, because that was his last incarnation. Notice his laugh.
You know, it is. It is my laugh. I know that. I've known that for a while. You know, I actually have a chance to go back into who I am, what it all means. I am so in love with everything and have been that I actually really do tune in, right in. I mean, right in. If you want to cross over and you feel you have a mental condition and you can't die mentally, physically, at any given moment, then... There you kind of have to walk through that, too. It's an interesting walk, but you can always be asking for help the whole way through.
Don, did you have a beer tonight before the show? Is that why you're forgetting to ask Terry the question?
Actually, no. I wanted to finish my statement and then ask her a question.
Okay.
But thank you. But thank you.
You're welcome.
But since that question is now old and the answer is done, I'll ask Terry the question. Terry?
Yes.
How do you feel these days?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling better and better. I think I'm going to try for 35 years old and to get my attitude and everything to that.
You want to get your attitude and everything to your age. Is that what you're saying?
I want to get my...
You want to be adolescent. Well, Freudian, you know, Freud to me was a guy who absolutely defined a regression to adolescence. But that was just my thoughts on the matter.
Well, I'm not really aiming for adolescence. I'm aiming for approximately 35, which would be mature.
Yes.
Terry, I thought you wanted to be adolescent so you could...
Be mature.
So you could talk to Don better.
You know, well, let's talk about that privately, Terry, okay? All right?
All right.
We'll come to some arrangement.
Okay.
Maybe we'll channel.
You know, folks, one of the things that's quite extraordinary is when people hear something that's extraordinary, like the special edition of the show we're talking about, and when Terry comes in and does a channeling, it's like it's so far out that it's hard to believe there's a human being behind it. I mean...
She's tuned in. She really is. I mean, I don't doubt that for one second. Why? Because you can be, but it takes practice. It takes something. I don't know what it takes, but... Terry, to me, is, you know, Terry, remember when you told me one of the first channelings Terry ever gave was a reading that I found. Remember this when I said, you know what, that pisses me off. She's probably someone in league with, you know, I don't get this. It almost angered me. Do you remember that? It was the only one of Terry's that ever did that. And it ended up being quite correct. Even today, as I look throughout the world, it's correct.
The reading.
Correct.
Yeah, well, I think that was Daphne's reading.
No, I know Daphne's readings.
You have a personal reading for you?
It was a while back when we started radio. In fact, it was right when you and I, and you introduced me to Terry, and it was like the third or second or fourth reading.
I don't think so. Do you remember that, Terry?
Well, I know that I was over here at Sporks parking lot one day, and I saw you in the car, and I came over to say hello, and you handed me the phone and said you're on the Don and Wynn show.
Yeah, it was, no, I don't know, no, I don't know if it was on the Don and Wynn show.
Huh.
I don't think it was. Anyways, we're getting off topic here, folks. Remember, the lines are open if you want to call in to the Donna Wynn Show and surprise us with a little bit of your intellect, love, compassion, gratitude, or whatever it is you're carrying in your back pocket.
I just want to say, for those folks that missed the special edition of the Donna Wynn Show, it's up in the archives.
It'll be on the index page. You don't need to subscribe to it. by tomorrow morning. It'll be on the index page. I apologize. I forgot to do that right away. Everything's automating, and I forget to do a lot of these things that I used to do because I'm so busy. I'm a jumping monkey in the circus, and, I get a lot of penis thrown at me, and they get scattered, and I have to pick them up. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm at. Leaves a lot of smears on the walls, but that's okay. I'm the only one...
You know, the thing about it is...
Who enjoys the artwork.
If somebody listens to that show, I would suggest that's a show to lay back down, relax, and get ready for... And I guess a...
Michelle?
A traveling to a higher dimension or an experience, because that show... hit the ground running and never stopped.
You're right. But, I agree. It should have been posted. I apologize. I will have it up by tomorrow morning.
Also,
in fact, it is up in the archives. It's just you have to be a subscriber for 2007 because we make 2006 and 5 free. But, again, remember, folks, we do have costs, some costs. I mean, there are costs. Believe me, there really are. And that really helps. It helps offset all the costs associated with it and more, which helps. But trust me, so we do make at least the current year's archives, a subscription. You have to pay $4.95 for a month, or you pay a couple bucks if you go for the full year. But if you can't afford it, and I'll state this on record in public, if you can't afford it, honestly, I don't care if you're lying or you're a charlatan or you just think you need to be deceptive or you just don't want to pay. You email me that you can't afford it, the $24 a year or the $4.95 a month, I will give you free archives. And I'll make sure everyone here does. That's been our policy, but I've only told that to most of the hosts because they have... friends, family, this, that, and the other sometimes that can't. But that's the same for our audience. And I've told many, many people that by email.
All right. So
but we also post all our contact information. If you have a problem, call us. Don't email us. Call us. Someone will be here. And if no one picks up, everybody's busy. That's the facts. But normally, someone will be here all the time. Just don't call after midnight, please. And that's about it. It's a service business, and we love you.
There we go.
Well, there was our commercial.
And now
back from our break, we have Win Free.
Free archive.
Thank you for that plug.
I just produced another audio tape, and I put it up on a website. And I wanted to tell people the URL because... when you met me, Don, or when we first met, you said that I had the most far-out story.
Eyes. I said eyes.
You remember that?
Was it story?
You said I had the most far-out story you ever heard.
Well, I still believe you have an extraordinary story. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I don't really care about being the most far-out, but one of the things that I found is that it's been my challenge to put my story together in a way people could actually believe it happened. Because most people, when they hear it, even though I sound sincere, I watch them go unconscious because they say that couldn't happen to somebody. So what I did was I put a bunch of audio files spliced together, and it's about a 20-minute tape or a 20-minute audio, and it includes the Donna Wynn show where Daphne came in and said, "Excuse me, they want to talk to you now." Remember that? I'm sure you do. And it's up on the web right now, and the URL is theinsidescoop.org. The Inside Scoop.
What an acronym.
And with no spaces.
Not acronym, excuse me.
And the actual title for the tape is The Inside Scoop from outside this dimension.
Could be similarly, but it's but Terry, may I ask you a question?
When? Terry's on there.
Terry's still here, right?
I'm here. Yes.
Terry, let me ask you another question, if I can.
Yeah, go ahead.
With an audience helping to hold the energy, does it help you to connect more if they hold the energy as well?
Well, before I did the Fire the Grid channeling, I would talk to the Elohim and I would ask them, I would say, you know, what are we going to say? And they would say, well, we want it to be before a live audience so that we can independently connect with each person in the audience. And they didn't want to tell me, we're not going to tell you what we're going to say. They would say, it's really big. And I'd say, well, I don't know what we're going to say. And they'd say, well, we won't let you down. And just before that, I would ask what we were going to say, and sometimes they'd say a little bit of something like, welcome, children of the light.
Do you have an idea, any idea of when things are going to start getting kind of active in any particular area except for politics? Well, no, let's include that. Really active.
Well, they would not say...
I mean, like, economically, environmentally, astronomically, politically, spiritually, ufologically.
If you take a look at what is happening now in our solar system...
Yeah, but I'm not talking about just an explanation.
No,
I
understand.
Yeah.
I'm answering your question. Things are happening every day.
Fast.
Every day, things are getting faster. The vibration is getting more intense. And if you observe the people around you, they're beginning to get more honest.
That's the truth.
Thank you. There's not the social veneer that people have been operating under has started to break through.
Dispel. Yeah.
Yes. And so it is a progression. It's not that one day suddenly.
Oh, it has to be a progression because everything up until now has been. Why would it be different? Why does everybody always think sudden panic, sudden fear is a matter of suddenly the unknown strikes upon you and you're feared, you're terrified. And it always back down to the very beginning fear. It'll be that answer. So that's all fear.
So if someone wants to know when things are going to really break loose...
They have to feel it. When does it really break loose for them? Until then, I think it's going to be a natural, although right now a highly influenced and positive evolutionary spike.
And you know, to a certain degree, we all are creating the
We're
spike.
Creating it.
Yeah,
that's the paradox, isn't it? We ask for it. It happens, more and more light beings, more and more energy, more and more UFOs, more and more elaborate crop circles, more and more this, more and more confusion, more and more political chaos, more and more corruption, more and more. But we're asking for that more because we want resolution and peace. And it's coming hard and fast.
Now, sometimes people are, they get bombarded by the media.
Oh. The media, let's not even, what kind of media? Because to me, the media we normally talk about in the past, the dinosaurs that nobody listens to but 2% of maybe the newsgoers, and those are not the affluent 2%, folks. So don't be disillusioned. Sorry. That's an emotional thing for me.
BBS is the new media.
BBS, it's not BBS, it's the people are the media, man. The people.
Terry, that's a good line that I just said. okay?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I don't need to, you know, a new media. How's that? See, I don't like to be, you know, I know what you're getting at. Great, you're right, but at least a new meaning in media. How's that? A new meaning in media. Ooh. Folks, you heard it here first, so don't go borrowing that because we're going to claim it. A new meaning in media. But the truth is, we really, truly love you. And everything we do from always will be about that. Now, nothing less. And if you expect less from us, that's you. And if you get less from us, give us a call.
Now, where's all our callers tonight, Don?
You know, I'm... let's see, hold on. Let's see if the lines... The ringer may not be on. I'm an idiot when it comes to our show. Okay, the ringer is on. Oh, boy. I'm sorry. Folks...
Was the ringer off?
Well, you know, some shows want...
the ringer off.
That phone rings constantly, folks, when there's no live shows or when there is. And sometimes when I'm doing intros or when I'm getting a show on, like, and a show off, I'll turn it off. Only because it's easier. I try to make life simple. But, sorry. All right, you can call in. If you want to call in and you want to hear... you know, us live and talk to us live.
Anybody wants to ask Terry a question, this is a good time to do it.
Or get Kung Fu Fighting. I want to get Kung Fu Fighting. When's the one who does parties?
Well, nobody's calling, Don.
They're not.
Everybody's at the beach, I think, today. It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. But we're with a beautiful woman, so I think they should be calling him.
We can't even get his brother Doug to call us to tell us how boring we are.
Well, let's not worry about the call-ins, because I'm worried about you.
Don't worry about me. Worry does not do anything. Send me light.
Yeah, but some of the places I have to send you light may not accommodate.
Where I go, the light will follow.
Terry?
Yes.
Terry? What kind of a reading do you think we could get today?
Well, now he's going to try to sneak in a free reading.
Yeah, free. One that won't cost me a dollar.
They may not do that. Now, Terry, don't you feel intimidated to answer? Because if the energy is not there, then...
Don't force it.
Yeah,
force it.
I knew you were going to ask, and the Elohim are not ready to come through right now.
You know, Don, one of the things is, and I'm going to tell you the truth, I think you'll understand this. If we want to ever do a live channeling like that, we have to create an ambience of... reverence, more reverence on the show. Because the reverence creates more of a group energy and more...
Reverence? Did you actually use that word?
Reverence.
Okay. Reverence.
Reverence.
That's reverence.
Reverence.
Right.
You know what reverence is.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
Boy, do I.
So when we're bantering with each other, which is okay...
Right.
You can't say, okay, let's have the...
No, I can't say that.
Well, you can say that, but they probably won't come through. We have to create the connection, and it's at a very high frequency of love light, and we have to open up that wormhole through the denseness of this density and connect to the ethereal energy of that density, and then once we have the energy flowing back and forth one way and another and back and forth, then they can come through.
Well, then what you do is you quiet it down, you ask for the moment, you make it happen. You're the God, right? I can hold your energy.
there's another party involved, and that's them. And so it's their communication and their call.
What if they want to come through me right now, and they're just not coming through you, but they're saying to me, yes. Yes, I'll come through you, Don. What if? What then? Because I got to tell you, that has happened numerous occasions.
Well, then you should grab your tape recorder.
Well, we're recording. We're recording. Oh. Michelle, will you get that, please? All right, folks, I apologize. We have another phone in the background here.
Is that the caller?
No, that's my private line.
Okay. I was hoping for a caller. Maybe Hildy can call in.
Could be.
Pardon me? It's Wynn?
We lost Wynn Free, folks. He's the one calling on our private line. Maybe we should take a vote. Hold on, folks. We'll be right back. Just give us a moment.
Hi there, this is Christoph Goes. I'm playing on Dubious Radio, where you can check tracks from my new album, Turning Inside. Because if it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.
Hi, this is Brentwood from Legion of Love. Just letting you know you can now hear some of our new released and unreleased tracks on our website, legionoflove.com. You can also purchase our EPs, Grey Matter Tunes and Matters of the Heart, as well as all of our singles, including Shine a Light and Love is the Answer, at most major download sites. And of course, you can hear them on BBS Radio, the number one internet radio network in the world. Peace and love.
One. All right, we're back, folks.
Sorry, I got cut off just at the moment I was talking about reverence. Did you notice that?
Yeah, maybe it was a no-no.
No.
No?
No.
No. No.
No, reverence?
Reverence.
Reverence is not a no-no.
No?
Reverence, I mean, you know.
Like, no. No. Oh, first caller. Folks, here we go. Folks? Well, hello, caller. How are you doing? Caller? Nope. I think that turned him off. Please try again. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Reverence. Reverence. Reverence is not a no-no.
No.
Reverence, I mean, you know.
I love hearing myself. I love it. Maybe I'm Bob Parsons. In disguise.
And do we have somebody on the phone?
But I like that. Hmm? I think we do. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Mother!
Hi, everybody.
Mother, will you solve their problem?
Well, I just wanted to make sure your line is working.
Our line's working, actually.
Yeah?
Well, you're here.
Well, that's right. So it is working.
Thank you for being here. Yeah, we just, nobody's calling us.
Listen, Don.
Pardon me?
If you ever get tired of working with me, you can work with your mother. You know, call it the Don and Hildy Show.
I've been trying to do that for years. You won't let me.
She won't let you?
You won't let me.
Listen. She can call up anytime she wants and be part of it.
I've been trying to call you, Hildy, for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Hildy.
Yes?
Have you ever said hello to Terry personally?
I think I have once.
But on
hi, Terry. And by the way, I was on your Fire the Grid.
Oh,
you were.
I was wondering if you were there.
Yes. Yes, because you couldn't remember to begin with. I think I phoned you.
Did you phone up that night?
Huh?
Yeah, she did.
She did?
Yes,
oh.
I did.
Yeah. You know...
That's right, I remember now.
Yeah.
I remember.
Well, anyway, keep it up. I'm sure people are listening, just not phoning in.
Yeah. They're not phoning in, Mother.
They're not phoning in, no, because they're listening.
he'll be.
Well, there's the prompt excuse, isn't it?
Don and I scare them away.
Oh, I don't think so.
We do.
I don't think so. I think you're...
You know what? If I would listen to us, that's the bottom line. If I were out in internet land or radio land or land, I would actually listen to the Don and Wynn Show. Why? Because it's good. It actually is good. It'll change your day, might make you feel a little lighter, brighter.
That's right.
Or a little weirder and stupider. Either or, you always come away feeling a little bit different than you came.
I was wondering.
We have to call in the light, Don.
Yes, Mother, will you join us, please?
Gildy, are you going to stay on the line with us while we call in the light?
Yes, I will.
All right. Okay. Jerry, are you there?
Thank you for calling in, Hildy.
Oh, have a great evening.
You know, Hildy, Terry always raves about you.
Oh?
Yes, she says, Hildy is such an angel.
Oh, I'm not an angel. I have my faults, believe you me.
Well, you have less faults than Don. That makes you an angel. Of course, in any case, let me not stick my foot in my mouth anymore, okay? And we're going to do a calling in of Hawaii.
You got a big foot. That would look kind of obscene, don't you think?
Yeah, I guess so. All right. This is our invocation to bring our energies together. And this is actually a moment of reverence. This is, we have to take this seriously or else it won't work. And this is the idea of creating a guided intention. You know, the thing that penetrates the veil, the thing that gets through to the energies on the other side of the veil is your intention. And when your intention's strong enough, things change. Not only do you change the world, you change your environment, and we connect with each other in a higher love. So this is our contribution to making those intentions real right now, not later, but now. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each one of us on this line, and each person listening anywhere in the world right now. We take our negativity and we release it into the higher realms of light to be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our bodies to the center of the earth. And right now, those of you that would like, we voluntarily join our spirits and our souls. We go into communion. In that process, that we can actually experience oneness with each other. Even though we don't know each other, we're strangers, we're not really strangers. We are, on the other side of the veil, connected. And we're going into that connection now. If you shut your eyes, some of you will see light energy. You'll see a brightness radiating into your forehead and into your eyes. You'll feel an opening of your energies. And you'll feel that connection. And right now, we invite those group souls, the Elohim and Ra, and whatever name you choose, because if those names don't work, pick a name, because when we talk about the other side of the veil, we can't see who's answering. My experience has been these two group souls. So we invite the group souls to join with our group energy. And right now, we want to radiate this planet with love and light. And we are doing it. We, through the power of our intention, can do that. We radiate this energy to our homes, to our families, and to our cities, and to the trouble spots in the world, and into the hearts of those people who are still experiencing separation, pain, anger, and hate. We send this light to them for their highest good, and we send it back to ourselves.
And we thank you.
And we thank you for listening. And Don, we have to stop right now.
Yes,
right?
We've got about a minute, folks. Thank you for tuning in.
Just for your information, if we do this earlier one evening and Jerry's on the line, that creates...
We have 40 seconds before his show starts. So, folks, we have to end it now. Thank you for tuning in to the Don and Wynn Show, and we hope you'll tune in again. Stay tuned in for Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show.
Good night, everybody.
Thank
Good
you,
night.
Terry, for being here. Mother, thank you very
Good
much for
night.
Being here. Good
love
night,
you
everyone.
All.
We love everyone.
Hi there. This is Chris.